lucky woman if you think about it. In my country, people talk more freely, you know, like they interrupt each other, you know, it's more like you hear more noise. I always had a nice conversation during dinner and during lunch, that's very, very cultural and very important in my family. Also in Chile to a certain extent. Of course, I am the result of being in that family, but also the result of the opportunities I had. I wanted to be an artist. I used to sing and play guitar, and I wanted to, you know, be a musician. But my father, even though, you know, they were pretty cool and everything, he was pretty strict in telling me that I don't want you to go into music because it's too, you know, the bohème and blah, blah. So I ended up being in French pedagogy simply by default because I had enough point for that. And my father was pretty happy too, right? It's just how life happened to me, and I just took it that way. I enjoy very much disseminating knowledge. So anything I know, I like to give it to people. I think it's very important. I think a lot of people I've met in life are quite selfish with knowledge, and I don't understand why. If you want people to know what you think, just you have to give it away. Clase, tenemos gordo. Aniluno es gorda. Javier tampoco. Pero mira, el perro. El perro es gordo. Oh, yes, I need to have fun when I'm teaching. I need to connect with that the students are having fun at the same way, but also they are learning. And the only way for me to know that is because they respond to me, because they understand when I speak Spanish and they do it. And it's not perfect, but it's almost sometimes. So I feel very, very rewarded.
Clase, it's very lindo. He's
muy feo, so he's lindo.
Sí. Es feo y lindo. Es feo, lindo y gordo. Excelente.
What it really makes me come back home and open a bottle of wine and drink it and sort of cheers to the day is that I felt that in the classroom we were one unity, right? So I had all of these 27 students and myself, but we were all connected. And there is this air that made us all, I don't know, in the same boat. So that's something that really makes me happy. I really like the mystery of what am I going to find. It's exciting. It's exciting to be doing things that are different. And those things remind you also that you are in a very privileged position in society. So I like the fact that the world can give me chances to remind myself, you know, I'm very lucky and I'm happy. And I recognize that. It would be terrible for me not to appreciate what I have.